This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you are in the tippy-top sliver of the global socioeconomic elite, whether business person, politician, or other, today is turning out to be a potentially uncomfortable day for you. All of us have spent most of the past 24 hours or so reading about the Panama Papers, leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm that are raising questions about rich and powerful people using offshore companies and accounts to, well, how best to put it? Oh, yeah, to hide their money. The firm in question, Mossack Fonseca is its name, specializes in setting up these kinds of shell companies. And while they're often mentioned, these companies, in the same breath as money laundering and tax evasion, shell companies can be on the up and up as well. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going.
A shell company doesn't give you a lot to look at, explains Scott Dyring, accounting professor at Duke's Business School.
A shell company is basically a company which doesn't contain a lot of assets or operations.
And it often contains none of either. Shell companies can be shadowy, but not good or evil on their own. They can help hide income and evade taxes, or much worse. But shell companies can also help regular companies do lawful business, explains University of Utah law professor Shima Boffman.
There's a ton of legal purposes for using a shell company. For instance, with mergers and acquisitions, a lot of real estate transactions.
One famous example gave humanity Walt Disney World. Disney formed a bunch of shell companies to buy up land. If it had been as Disney, prices would have gone sky high. So shell companies were good for Disney and those who like Space Mountain and giant turkey legs. But they were bad for those who sold to Disney on the cheap. Also, shell companies can sometimes make it easier to raise capital or expand operations. Again, Duke's Scott Dyring.
Overseas, for example, you may need different types of organizations depending on the structure of your business.
Tech firms like to use shell companies to camouflage their next move. And of course, companies use them to reduce tax burdens in ways that are legal, though extremely controversial.
It's incredibly easy and cheap to form shell companies.
Gabriel Zuckman is a Berkeley economics professor who studies how shell companies can be abused. And when you think of shell companies, good or bad, don't just picture some obscure tropical country. Plenty of shell companies are formed right here in America. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.